Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. COVID-19 is still circulating in Oklahoma prisons. Case counts are down after a massive spike in infections in late August and early September. The Department of Corrections reported there are 107 prisoners infected with the disease on Friday, but the number of prisoners who died after contracting the disease has continued to increase. The agency reports 29 prisoners have died and 15 were hospitalized. Since the beginning of the pandemic, more than 4,600 prisoners have caught COVID-19 and 440 correctional employees have been infected. 87 reportedly were infected on Friday. Union Public Schools Athletic Department voted 24-3 to remove the name of their mascot, which is considered offensive and a racial slur. KOSU's Allison Herrera has more.
Union Public Schools have used the name for 75 years. Last week, a committee that included teachers, students, and Native American alumni voted to get rid of the name that is considered offensive and a racial slur towards Native Americans. The Board of Union Public Schools is expected to select a new name on Monday night at the recommendation of the committee. Last summer, the Washington team decided to change their name, which prompted Union Schools to do the same. I'm Allison Herrera.
Cameron University is hosting its second speaker for Academic Festival 11, Connections, Information Transfer Between People, on Tuesday, November 11th at 7:30 p.m. in the Aggie Gym. Lynn Lancaster is an award-winning teacher, trainer, writer, and expert commentator. Her presentation, Leading Across the Generational Divide, will look at the differences between generations, from baby boomers across to Gen Z, and examine what makes a great leader and how the generations view the role of leadership differently.
So I'm really excited to come to Cameron because I know that your university is very diverse, with all the generations showing up as learners and as teachers and staff. My favorite part of this topic is to really talk about how we can all connect better at work. And that means understanding who the generations are who are showing up at work every day, what makes them see the world sometimes from very different perspectives, and then how we can bridge those gaps. What I'd love to happen is that the generations in the audience get a better understanding of what makes their own generation tick and the other generations, and be able to feel a little bit more kindness and connection toward those other generations, feel just that much more able to explain who they are and how they see the world of work, and be able to hear the other generations when they talk about their values at work so that we can come together more effectively. And remember, it's not just older ones managing younger ones. Younger millennials and Gen Zers are also managing upwards. So In order to work with and communicate, but also recruit, retain, manage, motivate the other generations, we really do need to get a handle on who they are and what's most important to them.
For a closer look at her work, you can check out Lancaster's publications, When Generations Collide, Who They Are, Why They Clash, How to Solve the Generational Puzzle at Work, and Gen Z at Work. KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Rick Steves. You may know me from my travel shows on public television or from my guidebooks. I spend 100 days a year exploring the world. My goal? To help Americans enjoy maximum travel thrills for every mile, minute, and dollar. And coming this week, I'm taking my travels to public radio. We'll be talking with travel experts who venture all over the world. It's new. It's this week. It's called Travel with Rick Steves.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. on KCCU.
Hi, I'm Fred Child. Today's culture has tried to relegate classical music to a kind of museum status. Admire it from a distance, but please don't touch, don't get too close. Well, join me to reclaim classical music. We'll explore the vibrant scene today in concert halls around the world. It's Performance Today from American Public Media.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on KCCU.
I'm Peter Sagal. Did you know that your old car can support Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? And no, I don't mean it waits until you're inside the house, then turns on the Bluetooth to call the station and donate your money. It can't do that. though it does like to prank order pizza for the Volvo down the block. What I mean is donating your car can help pay for shows like mine. So donate your old car and turn it into the programs you love.
Donate your vehicle at kccu.org or call 866-789-8627 to schedule pickup.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.